Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy! And also a quick reminder, we do have a Patreon where Riley and I do a deep dive into a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket. You have access to that exclusively on Patreon at the $5 tier, which also gives you early Monday releases and all ad-free content. So check it out.
Today's trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
And this month, we made Riley read Mating with the Mantis by MJ Edwards. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I was battling between a 2 and a 3. I don't hate them, okay?
1 month, we're going to get a 5-star Riley Reads.
One day. Just you guys wait. I gave it a 2, but I think I'm siding with like a 2.5. Listen, it's a weird-ass book, but it wasn't terrible. Like, it was entertaining the whole way through.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah. Okay. Like, nice, short, little entertaining read.
Did it make you chuckle?
It did, actually. Like, I LOL'd. Laughed out loud a couple times, so.
I think that warrants a 2.5.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing this book everywhere. It's been popping up on, like, all of my social media. Like, all of my reels and, oh my god. The people are weird. Talking about this book.
Yeah. I just feel like the thing is, when I'm like rating these books, I always feel bad giving like below a 3. But my thing is, if I'm giving a book a 4, that's like, oh, I'll tell somebody about it. Or I'll be like, oh, I really like this book. You should read it too. I'm not, these kind of books, I cannot be like, I really like this. You should read it. Because what would people think of me?
Hey, you should check out Mating with the Mantis.
Do you think mantises are hot? Check out this book.
Interesting.
All right. Hey, you guys ready?
I can't wait.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a praying mantis and thought, ooh, that is one mighty fine insect? And were those thoughts also accompanied by moist sensation in your underpants that meant you'd have to put them in the dryer when you got home?
Oh my god.
And have you constantly fantasized about doing things to a mantis that no other scientist has done before, as in sexually? If you said no to any of those questions, then you're a liar. At least that's what Dr. Liberty J.T. Penningforthley III would call you.
Oh.
So there's our girl.
Also, if you're, you know, having a little moment in your panties, shouldn't you put them in the washer and the dryer? She just puts them in the dryer. They're going to be all crusty.
Yeah.
It's ew. Put them back on.
She says, I like the crunch.
Ew.
So our main character, her name is obviously Dr. Liberty J.T. Penningforthly III, but we're going to call her Liberty.
Thank God.
Yes, because I said I'm not fucking saying that the whole time. Liberty had worked with mantises her whole life. Her father once owned a mantis named Gordon, and Liberty absolutely loved him. He was the daddy of all mantises. As a child, Gordon went wherever Liberty went, and when Gordon died, it was soul-crushing for Liberty. Her dad took her to the pet store to get another mantis, and she named it Gordon II. It died a week after. She got another one and named it Gordon III, and it died after a month. She got another one and named it Mr. Mantis this time, and that one lived for years. Mantis after mantis, her love grew for them. Sweet.
Oh, she loves them so much.
She had her first sexual thought about mantises when she was 19. She had just lost her virginity to a man named Gordon, a human man.
Oh, that's fate.
It is fate.
But she couldn't get the friendly little bug-eyed face of her childhood pet out of her mind, while Gordon, the human, plowed her like he were a combine harvester and her vagina was an entire field of wheat.
Ew.
She had 7 orgasms that night, all while being unable to get that cute green-eyed prince out of her head. 7 orgasms?
Thinking about a mantis.
Literally insane. You'll see it's a theme in this book.
Okay.
After that first sexual encounter, she knew she didn't find human men attractive. She fancied herself some mantises. Day by day, her infatuation with mantises grew. It was innocent at first, really. She'd have sex with a man she'd meet, whether it be at a bar or, you know, mantis con, and she'd just think about a mantis while they fucked.
She'd imagine their thin legs crawling across her skin, their tibial spines grabbing her perky nipples, their glassy eyes staring longingly into hers.
Ew. I'm just picturing like a giant mantis with those creepy ass eyes.
No.
Their beady eyes just like, ew.
No.
My lover. Mantises are top of the insect food chain. Not only do they demand respect from other insects, but also from other mantises. They are powerful bugs and actually insane. Female mantises will even eat their male partners during sex.
Yeah, I did know that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Kinky.
Just how bloody mental is that? Imagine having sex with some bloke and then you get a sudden urge to start chewing on his skull until, before you know it, you've eaten his entire head, all while he thrusts his dick deeper into you and secretes his sperm all over your internal eggs. It's frightening and powerful and, yes, hella sexy.
Hella sexy.
Oh my, how in what world is that sexy?
She's wild.
It's not just sexy, it's hella sexy.
Hella sexy.
Liberty could not stop thinking about mantises. Soon, just thinking about mantises during sex wasn't enough. She met this guy. He was actually her university lecturer, and they were having sex, and she asked him to put on a mantis mask, and he was totally chill about it. She was able to have 1 or 2 orgasms, but then that wasn't enough. He agreed to paint himself green and wear some wings, but that also stopped working.
I am appalled.
It was then that her university lecturer dumped her. Not that she cared. He couldn't make her wet in the slightest, even if he did make soft manting clicking sounds in her ear.
Ew.
You like this, baby girl? She was getting frustrated at this point and resorting to desperate measures. She had sex with a man in the insect house at the zoo. She had sex with a man named John Mantis. She had a freelance artist draw fan art of her having sex with a giant mantis. But every time she found something new to make her squirt, she soon dried up.
Sorry. She's a squirter?
She's a squirter. After getting her doctorate in insectology, she got access to many more mantises. She even once climbed into a bathtub full of mantises and let them crawl over her body, including her boobs. She had 14 orgasms in that bathtub, but quickly, even that didn't cut it for her. 14? Ma'am, you're
Are
a fucking liar.
Are you fucking
liar.
Kidding? That sounds like a Fear Factor challenge.
Oh my god. See how many times you can come in this bathtub with mantises.
She just signs up for Fear Factor and she's like, I'm deathly scared of mantises. But the whole time she's just orgasming.
She's like, oh no, not the mantises. So what was a poor, horny, magnificently chested but vaginally dry insectologist supposed to do?
What was she supposed to do?
Oh my goodness, what a pickle. All Liberty could do was work. Yeah, sure. She got to work with the mantises, and that gave her a bit of a thrill, but it wasn't what she craved. All she did was go to work, yearn for mantises, go home, eat dinner, masturbate, cry, sleep, and repeat. She saw no way around it and had to come to terms with it. Until one day, Liberty went into work and saw a few of the other scientists wheeling in a large piece of equipment. Liberty asks what it is, and one of the scientists tells her to keep it on the down low, but it's an enlargement ray.
Oh no, what's gonna happen?
Oh my fucking god.
You're not, honestly, I don't think you're expecting it. Liberty asks what it does, and I was like, okay.
What does the enlargement ray do?
Put two and two together, girl. But he tells her it makes anything you put in front of it much larger. And he winks at her and rolls the machine away. I don't know why he winks at her, but he does.
He's like, I could put my penis in there.
You want to see? And Liberty is like, oh, fuck yeah. She's rubbing her breasts and biting her lip, just thinking of the possibilities. She ran to the bathroom and had a furious wank.
Oh, wank.
She washed the pussy juice off her hands and smiled at herself, eager for what's next. At least she washed her hands.
Yeah, good for her.
So courteous.
That evening, instead of rushing home to go masturbate and cry, Liberty stays at work to work late. It's now 10:30 p.m. and Liberty is the only one left in the building. She sprung into action, logging into her computer and shutting down all lab security cameras. Once all the cameras were shut off, she made her way across the lab to the mantis wall. She opened one of the mantis cages and took out Mantis Gordon 23. He may have been the 23rd Gordon, but he wasn't 23rd in her heart. He was maybe like top five.
Oh, wow. Okay. She really liked him.
She loved him. And you know what? Gordon 23 knew he was a sexy mantis. He didn't just walk. He strut. Oh. She put the mantis on her shoulder and made her way across the lab, passing a full-length mirror, and she notices her hands somehow found their way back into her pants. She was strumming her clit like it was a damn guitar.
She toyed with her she toyed with her pussy.
It's so stupid.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
She toyed with her pussy so vigorously it made her boobs wobble like they were two strawberry jellies. So incredibly wibbly wobbly breast.
Wibbly wobbly? What?
That's literally, I was like, what?
They wibble, they wobble, but they don't fall down.
I'm just thinking of that song. It's like the wibbly wibbly wop 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 wop. Wobble, you know, wobble.
Yeah. Two strawberry jellies, what?
Disgusting.
She must have been like,
to make your boobs just
Liberty then snuck into the lab room with the enlargement ray in it. She dimmed the lights and lit a candle to set the mood. She set Gordon 23 down on the platform in front of the ray and told him to stay right there. She didn't know how to work the machine, but she was a smart scientist, and it took her no time to figure it out. Or so she thought. She looks at that little mantis sitting on the platform and says, "Soon, my love," to herself. She pressed the button, and the machine made some loud noises, and then everything went black. Liberty wakes up and rubs her eyes, and it feels like they've been stabbed by serrated knives. Liberty wasn't in the lab any longer. She was in a large room that looked like a warehouse. She looked side to side, but didn't need to. Even when she kept her head still, she could still see all around her.
Oh my god.
Which was strange. That's never happened before. She stepped forward, feeling weird. She had four legs. Liberty rubs her eyes again, and the stabbing feeling comes back. She looks down at her hands, but they weren't hands. She now has two large, green, multi-jointed front legs, complete with tibial spines. No, it couldn't be. Liberty ran across the room, and it felt like it took forever just to get to the other side. She ran up to what seemed to be a very large dustbin, so shiny she could see her reflection. Her big, juicy breasts
gone. Her vagina, it was no more. Her luscious hair, gone. She was a mantis. Suddenly, she was overcome with an orgasm. She couldn't believe she was a mantis.
Oh my God.
I'm beautiful. My stupid boobs and my stupid hair are gone. I'm green. My
wibbly wobbly boobs, where are they?
Goodbye, human pussy. Hello, mantis pussy.
Ew. The mantussy?
The mantussy.
Oh, a mantussy.
From behind Dr. Penningforthly, there was an almighty scream, like the type of scream you scream when you step on a Lego brick while you're pleasuring yourself with anal beads that you left in the microwave for too long. That is a scream. That sounds horrible.
That sounds traumatizing. Liberty turned to see Gordon 23. He was no longer the tiny mantis before. Now stood before her was a giant, sexy, long, and slender mantis. Instinct took over and Liberty ran over to Gordon 23, kissing him on the mouth, their juicy mandibles slopping and smacking together. Gordon 23 explored all over her mantis body with his front legs.
Gordon 23 slobbered all over her mantis vagina. Then she reciprocated and slobbered all over his mantis cock. It was long and thin like a green crayon. It tasted a little like dirt, a bit like beetroot, but that made it all the more incredible. So filthy, so sensual, so disgustingly erotic.
Yeah.
Yummy beetroot.
Erotic. Oh, sure.
All of her dreams are coming true right now.
Oh, I'm so happy for her.
I know. Mm. Truly, they are.
She's getting that mantussy eight.
Her mantussy.
Click, click, click. Then he roared, flipping her onto her back and stared deeply into her eyes. He sunk into her with his mantis penis and she came immediately.
It was like she'd been shot in the vagina with a powerful rifle. But instead of shooting bullets, this rifle was shooting orgasm-inducing electric shocks.
Wow.
God.
It's like getting shot in the vagina with a rifle, ma'am.
Jesus. Great.
Just when she thought Gordon 23 was done, he flipped her back over and hit it from behind, doggy style. She came another 7 or 8 times. Then he flips her again, and they're doing reverse cowgirl, and she's just coming and coming. They even tried a bit of anal. Liberty knew all sex was ruined for her now. Nothing could ever be this good. Suddenly, Gordon 23 started to nibble on one of her antennas, and this did not feel good to her. Liberty shook it off and continued to make love to him. Then he did it again, and again, but this time harder. Liberty figured out what was happening, and it made her heart sink. He wasn't trying to eat her at all. He was trying to tell her something. He was trying to tell her that it was time for her to eat him. And if you remember, during sex, the female mantis is to eat the male. A tear runs down Liberty's cheek and Gordon wipes it away with his front leg. He's telling her, it's okay. It's natural. It has to be done. She bit down and took a bite out of his head as he continued to thrust his mantis cock into her mantis pussy. Bite after bite, she had more orgasms than she could count.
Then, before she even realized it, there was nothing left of Gordon 23 but a thrusting abdomen and scent of mournful tears. Then, lots of mantis cum. Dr. Penningforthly had never seen so much ejaculation. So much sweet, salty, sticky mantis member mucus. A symbol of passion, life, and new beginnings.
Cute.
Oh, it's the circle of life.
Sing it, girl. She sat there and thought to herself how this was the first time she's ever really felt alive. Never again would she feel a rush like she did with Gordon 23. And now she was a mantis. There was no going back. No way to turn herself back into a human. It was sad, really. But she had come to terms with it. Just then, the door to the lab opened and in walked Terry, the cleaner. He instantly saw the pile of goo and a mantis and the half-mantis. He rolled his eyes and picked Liberty up, not knowing. He doesn't know that that's Liberty, obviously. He just thinks a little mantis escaped. He walked down the corridor and into Liberty's own lab. He set her down and walked away, and Liberty realized where he put her, in a mantis tank, but not the correct one. He put her in the mantis tank with all the males, dozens of them.
Oh my god.
It's her dream.
Right for the picking.
Right for the pick. She's gonna kill them all.
I'm gonna fuck all day long.
She oh my sure god. Is. She wow. really got to live out her dreams.
She really did.
What a happy ending.
Yeah, that's our story. What do you guys think?
I mean, there was no third act breakup, so we love that.
Yeah, that's nice.
For sure. This is definitely a happy ending for Liberty.
Yeah, overall, happy ending. How many red pepper emojis would you give that?
I agree with your 2.5.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say 2.5.
Wow.
Maybe I might do like a 2.75.
Oh, generous. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
Do you have a thing for mantises now?
No, I find them more terrifying.
Yeah, me too.
At least they're not scary. The one being eaten.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you were the mantis, you'd get to eat a man, so.
Fun. Period. I'm really happy that she got to, like, be put in the male tank, and then she's just gonna be frickin' all day long. All day, all night, she gonna have a sore mantussy.
She is gonna have a sore mantussy.
She sure is. Mm.
This was very interesting. I really like this. This one was fun. It was a little plot twist. It's not what I was expecting. I was expecting her to jumbo the mantis.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a giant mantis, too.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be a human fucking a giant mantis, but no. No. How the turntables.
Oh, my God.
Kind of evens out the... I like that it evens it out that she's not a human fucking a mantis, that she's now a mantis fucking a mantis, you know? Makes it a little bit more even.
Some bug on bug.
Hi.
We got some B on B action. Mm.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten for early access ad-free episodes. And at the second tier, you have access to a podcast of unfortunate events where Riley and I will be doing a deep dive into a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket.
Woo! Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.